slap him around. I'm going to slap him. Next time I go, I'm just going to whack him. I'm not going to kill him. I'm just going to slap him right upside the head. You know, see if he straightens out.
If you slap Rick, him, you'd be slapping yourself.
Yeah, I understand, but it works sometimes. You know, you just slap the actor out of him. The actor thing where he's just such a, you know, oh, we're going to do this project.
Tony.
Come on.
I don't want to get too deep into this.
That's all right. Go ahead.
But Tony.
Yeah.
If you really analyze the situation.
Yeah, analyze this. Good movie.
You're the made-up part. He's real.
No.
You're made up.
What are you talking about?
You're the character he plays.
That's bull.
You're made up.
That's bull-ass. And I know I can't say the S word, but I say it to you right now. You see how made up I am if I have to come over there and I have to give you a good beating.
You are an act of fiction.
I am not an act of fiction. I am the real man.
No, you come from the mind of David Chase.
That is so untrue. You're just so
You're not
cool.
real.
No, I just happen to have a job that's on television. That's how it works. Now you're confusing me. You're going to make me cry.
You're not real, Tony.
I'm going to do that thing, you know, really. Don't do that. You stop talking like that and I just get like I was that first time on the show.
Remember?
Oh, no, not again.
Oh.
Oh, no.
His eyes.
Get outside of my head, Geronimo. Don't talk like that. I am not made up.
Who is the man?
I'm the man.
You're not real.
I am real.
You're not real.
Oh, I am real.
You're not real.
I'm real.
You're not real. James is...
Oh, no. Oh, he's down.
He's in a horrible
He has
man.
Those blackouts.
Jesus Christ. It's like on the show.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm on the floor.
Tony would have those blackouts.
I'm on the floor and I wet my pants.
Oh, no.
Say that on your show.
I think you can.
I wet myself badly. I think there's blood.
But you know what's good, Tony?
Oh, my God, my head hurts.
It's fake urine.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
You're not real.
I'm not real. I'm going to go out and get a bite. Come over there, you're in trouble. I like broadcasting from the floor.
You
I
do.
Really do.
Man.
You want Rob
to be on the floor.
Let me help you here.
On the floor in Philadelphia. I do the rest of the show like this.
I mean, you can't do that.
Hey, I got news for you. Mike likes it down here.
Shocked.
Frankly, Mike's one to be down here for the whole effing show.
Shocked.
Too bad we can't
bring Mike's daughters in so they could play a little crawl on Daddy today.
Walk on Daddy's back. So how you doing?
I can't work this. I can't see you.
I'm doing the bicycle kick.
No, come on. You gotta,
all right, I'll get up.
You gotta get up.
All right, I'm getting up.
You gotta get up. Are we going to take a break?
Got to take a break.
We need players for a low-budget Jeff R.D. Phone number 877.
Be a player.
877-365-3636.
Wow. How's Tim Sabian doing?
Not well.
Man, that guy.
Not well.
That guy.
Yeah. Not well. He makes you look like Jack LaLanne.
Yeah, I tell you, he ain't a Peter Kleiner, that's for sure. Fantastic. I love being here, though. It's great. Philly! What's it to you? Yes, are good.
Tony, stay right there.
I will stay on the floor on my knees.
We need the first two callers for Jeopardy, and we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that night was my son's birthday party. My wife invites the priest. He's always at the house.
Hey, Tony.
Hi, Don.
You like creme anglaise?
Hey, you bless it. I'll eat it.
She's not coming.
Oh,
Grandma just called. Started crying and hung up.
She needs a purpose in life.
No, your mother is tougher than you think.
So what, no f***ing DD now?
Hey! Don and Mike, you know, I heard you were having a party, and you're trying to get me to go. But I'm not going to go if there's no f***ing ZD. Because, you know, it's just not going to happen. Thank you very much.
The Don and Mike Show. Always ready to tackle the clam. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. How you doing, Tony?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm tackling the clam. Tackling the clam.
Now, we have to keep this game moving because...
You got to go rapid fire.
Because
that fag has to leave, go to Vegas.
The third person... Really, the only guy in all of this who's really real, Mike,
he's
has to go to catch a plane.
Oh, F him.
Tony, may I talk to James for a moment
before
we start the game?
Hi. We're under the gun.
Hi, James.
Hi, how are you? I understand there's some time constraints here and time commitments. We have to jump right into the game. Is that true?
May I speak to Mike?
Yeah, just a second.
Hi, Don. You got to be out of here at 45?
Yeah.
No problem. 12 minutes.
Fantastic.
All right.
He teased me about it, too. I know. He drives me crazy. You know, it's the punctual thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to talk to Jim again?
Yeah.
Or Tony?
How about a progression? Jim to Tony.
Okay. I'm Mike. This is Jim.
Hello. How are you? Good to see you. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Jim.
Tony, would you like to come in here?
Yeah, all right. Okay, we're all here. The three of us are here.
Mike, Tony.
Excuse me. Mike.
Tony.
And Jim. There we are. We're all here sitting here. If we did this, we'll be gone.
All right, I want to be back. I beat them both up.
All right.
It's low budget Jeopardy.
Tony, let's play the game.
Now entering the studio is our first challenger from Silver Spring, a database administrator. Let's say hi to Eileen Arnold.
Let's see, where is she? Hi, Eileen.
Hi.
Hey, everybody, it's a party. How you like that song? Say, come on, Eileen.
Come on, Eileen. And now entering the studio is a bill collector from Philly. Let's say hi to Chris Brutze.
You know what? I'm sorry. I cannot even play the fake applause for a bill collector.
I know. He's a bill collector. That's what he does.
Hey, my friend.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
And bill collector.
He's a bill collector. All right. Now we're in the studio as a host of Love Budget Jeopardy. Remember, Eileen and Chris, don't screw with LQ. Say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
All right, Eileen, Chris, here you go. Here are your categories today on Low Budget Jeopardy. Tony?
Yeah, how you doing?
Where's Jim?
I'm right here.
Oh. And Mike?
I'm here.
You nervous about flying?
Yeah. I am. I can't help it.
I know. And you need some liquid courage?
Yeah, I do.
You'll get it.
I'll get it on the train.
Of course you will.
And that'll help my voice be even better.
Hi, Jim.
Hi. Oh, hi, how are you?
And hi, Tony.
Hey, duh. Whatever that meant. Duh.
Guys, here are your categories, and they are. Name that NFL starting quarterback.
I like the football. I like the football on my big screen.
American Idol.
Ah, fags.
Please shoot these idiots now.
All right.
New on DVD home video.
I like DVDs. I got some from war movies.
And also, I forgot Tony's a big fan of the war movies.
Yeah, I like the A&E.
And celebrity shoe sizes.
Oh, come on. What kind of shoe sizes?
Here you go. It's name the NFL starting quarterback.
Yeah.
American Idol. Please shoot these idiots now.
All right.
New on DVD, home video, and celebrity shoe sizes. And Eileen, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
Let's start.
LQ, I'd like please shoot these idiots now for one.
Okay. Either of the hosts of American Idol. Can you name either of them?
Chris.
Chris is Chance the Steel.
Who is Danny Bonaduce?
No.
Although, you know what? Give him a dollar.
All right, $1 for you, Chris.
Just because Danny Bonaduce should be shot.
Absolutely. All right, Chris, you're in control. Go ahead.
It was Ryan Seacrest or the other guy whose name I don't even know.
Who do you want to rescue?
Dunkelman. Brian Dunkelman.
Brian Dunkelman.
Who do you want to get control of the board?
Let the guy have the board.
All right, Chris, you got the board. Let's go.
Control the board. Name that NFL quarterback.
No, you got to stick with...
Stay with the one category you were in.
You got to stick with the shoot these idiots now.
Come on, the
Oprah Winfrey Show, Hank Kingsley lookalike, who's getting his own TV talk show.
Who is Uncle Junior?
Eileen, your chance to steal.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like yesterday's show. Dr. Phil. It's Dr. Phil.
Yeah, Dr. Phil. The snake bit person, Dr. Phil. Nobody knows Dr. Phil. What the hell is going on here? Chris, you're in control.
Please shoot this idiot now.
Star of HBO's non-hit, Arliss. Sure should be called Useless, not Arliss.
Eileen, your chance to steal.
Who is, I know his last name's Wall, Robert Wall?
There you go. Good guess,
$3,
honey.
You're in control of the board. Time to pick another category, sweetheart.
Okay, how about new on DVD at home for one?
Okay, stars Wesley Snipes.
Oh.
Great movie.
My Chris, your chance to steal.
What is Blade?
No. A Blade 2.
Blade 2, that's the full answer. Hey, Eileen, you're in control.
Okay, new on DVD at home for two, please.
Also not bad. Stars Ben Affleck.
Chris, your chance to steal.
What is Changing Lanes?
There you go, Chris.
$2, we got a tie game and you're in control, Chris.
New on DVD.
All right, DVD for three. This one I haven't seen. I won't see it. I won't see. Stars Cameron Diaz. Don't worry about it. You know,
Eileen, your chance to steal.
Neither one of you should feel bad, but no one went to see this in the theater. A movie called The Sweetest Thing.
The Sweetest Thing. The Sweetest Thing is a Russian whore. All right, Chris, you're in control.
New category. Name that NFL quarterback.
All right, here you go. Name that starting NFL quarterback this weekend. He'll start for your Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Who is Brad Johnson?
Brad Johnson is right.
$1 for you. Select again, Chris.
And that NFL quarterback, starting NFL quarterback.
He will start this weekend for your Seattle Seahawks.
Who is Trent Dilfer?
$2 again. You're blazing the trail, taking commanding lead. Way to go.
Name that starting NFL quarterback.
Very non-faggish. Very proud of you. He is the starting quarterback this weekend for your Carolina Panthers.
Who is former Eagle Rodney Peete?
Wow.
$3. He runs the category. He knows his football.
There you go. As I say to Jim Nance, you da man.
And you're in control. Chris selects another category.
Celebrity shoe sizes for $1 million.
Try it for one, my friend.
These are all right.
George Clooney.
What is 12?
Eileen, your chance to steal.
What is 11 and a half?
No.
Just flat out 11.
11. Chris, you're in control.
Celebrity shoe size, 2.
Michael J. Fox.
What is 8 and a half?
No.
Eileen, your chance to steal again.
What is 9?
No.
8.
And Chris, one more time.
Celebrity shoe size.
Jerry Lewis.
That is funny.
What
Jerry.
Is 9 and a half?
No.
Eileen?
What is 12?
Yeah.
Wow. $3. Wow, she comes in
big
strong.
Big feet. Would you have guessed that, Rob? 12?
I probably would have gone 12 because they're marvelous.
Yeah, now they're big, probably a bigger shoe size now. These are all bloated.
All we have left now is American Idol.
Eileen, you're in control.
I'd like American Idol for one, please.
He's the judge everyone loves to hate.
Chris, your chance to steal.
Who is Lord Quizmaster?
How soon? Oh, F you. How soon they forget.
Yes.
Simon.
Simon, that's
Did you
right.
Remember
the
Simon,
judge.
The British
yeah.
guy?
Not a real judge, just the judge in the game. Eileen, you're in control.
I'd like American Idol for 2, please.
She was the winner of American Idol.
Oh, I can see her face.
Good. all right, Chris, your chance to steal.
I think I know her name, though. Who is Kelly?
Yeah, you know what? I'll give that to you. Yes, Kelly. Yes, Kelly Clarkson, right?
$2 for Chris.
American Idol.
All right, final question on the big board. Justin, of course, was the second place winner. His father's race.
What is Colombian?
Eileen, that would not be a race either. Eileen, your chance to steal.
What is African American?
Right, there you go.
$3, a strong finish on the part of Eileen. A low budget Jeopardy.
All right, now we're going to go to final low budget Jeopardy. Tony, who's got what here?
Chris finishes with $11, Lord Quizmaster. And Eileen over there, she's got, what's she got? $9.
All right.
Over there.
You got a 50-50 shot on this.
There you go.
Because it's true or false. On final low budget Jeopardy, either I am making this up or this is a real event. Hmm. True or false? Michael Jackson has had another child. No, that's not.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cackle.
That part is true.
I didn't mean the verge.
Michael Jackson has had another child and announced the birth of his new son, Prince Michael II, at a Siegfried and Roy show in Las Vegas.
You're killing me. You know that, don't you?
True or false?
Wow.
Don't forget to answer in the form of a question and
good luck. All contestants on No Budget Jeopardy will receive Tony Wipes. That's right. The moist towelette for personal hygiene when you're an active man with a lot of hair. Tony Wipes can cut through even the toughest wiping jobs. Because their special fecal-activated formula leaves you feeling fresh with no greasy residue. Tony Wipes wipe out odor and control stains. So if you need a wipe, be like me, especially during the summer. Use Tony Wipes. Now back to final low budget Jeopardy with Alex Direct-Geramo. You want one?
God, Tony.
Use. Yeah, sorry. I kept it in my pocket.
They're reusable.
All right, now who do I want to talk to first here?
Eileen is low woman on the totem pole.
Eileen, Michael Jackson announced the birth of his new son, Prince Michael II, at a Siegfried and Roy show in Las Vegas.
What is true?
Guys? It's true.
You double your score to $18. Way to go there, Eileen.
Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. Answer, please.
I said what is false.
Oh, sorry,
yeah,
Chris.
Right.
And that means that Eileen Arnold, you are our low-budget Jeopardy champion. There you go. Good reaction.
Nice little squeal.
Fantastic. Way to go, darling.
Now, listen, Eileen, you win some money. Chris, you win nothing. Don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is Tony and Jim and Mike to tell you what you won.
Okay, first of all, Eileen, you won a DVD copy of The Sopranos.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you? The complete third season.
Oh!
Now available on DVD and VHS.
Actually, they both won that, didn't they?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I really should have mentioned the total of money that she's won.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you? You doubled your score to $18. We're going to throw $25 into the mix for a grand total of $43, which should please you greatly, Eileen.
I'm very happy.
Great. Let me kick it back to Mike for the prizes that we have for Chris. Are you ready, Mike?
I am. Thank you, Jim. It's now available, that Sopranos box set on DVD and VHS. Don't miss the premiere of the all-new season of The Sopranos this Sunday at 9 p.m. New episodes every Sunday only on HBO.
For Tony.
Tony's coming in right now.
And, hey, are you ready? Are you there, Chris?
Oh, yes.
Not you, Eileen. I'm talking to Chris. You've won a Monsters, Inc. prize pack, including a DVD copy of Monsters, Inc. before you can buy a rented beginning Tuesday, September 17th. When you purchase a 10-week rental card at Blockbuster, you'll get a free DVD or VHS copy of Monsters, Inc. Thank you for playing the game, kid. I said thank you.
You're welcome.
There you are.
Eileen?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Hold on, kids. And, well, Tony?
Yeah, what a pleasure. It's been always a pleasure. You know, and I'll send you some of my wipes.
Jim?
Yes, Don. Thank you so much. From the bottom of my heart, it's been really a slice of heaven.
And Mike?
Yeah, I think I need a cocktail.
I know you do. Well, hold on. Don't really leave because I'm going to just do this for those guys.
See you later.
There they go. And now we're left just with you.
Yeah, it's just me.
And now, really,
yes.
Goodbye.
See you later, and have a wonderful weekend at the Bar Mitzvah.
Have a wonderful weekend in Las Vegas.
I'll have a full report on the fight when I get back.
Have fun at the fight.
Mike?
Thank you, guys.
Have fun.
Mike?
Yes.
Godspeed. Stop it. Mike, just in case, the last time I ever...
He's running.
Just in case.
Just in case. Mike.
Yes.
I'll do the tribute show Monday, Mike. Just in case.
It's ready.
I have it ready.
It's in the can.
He's so funny about flying.
Yeah, he is.
He's so funny.
Very nervous.
Christ, he's funny. I said Godspeed. He just ran out of here.
That's
again.
All it takes to set him off.
All right. Friday.
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, this is going to be a wonderful thrill for me.
Good.
I won't have to hear Mike's verbose, pseudo-educated opinions on movies. Finally,
it's all you.
I'll be able to give you just the real skinny as I will review movies I have not seen right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Colleen?
Yeah?
What's the Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
No. The actor.
Christopher Reeve.
The new one.
Dean Cain?
Right. Now, where does he work?
At the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis.
Hey.
I know. I'm just teasing. They're on the Warner Brothers lot.
Fine. Could you get him for me, please?
Sure.
Dean Cain and Kingsley. Listen, I just wanted to call you, congratulate you on the People's Choice gig. It's another fleet near Cape. And here it is, bottom line. Al Hairlip Hartman, you don't want this guy. You can't understand this guy. You don't want to be introduced as Superman, do you? Whereas I, your biggest fan, will be able to announce you as Superman. Or Dean Cain, sure. Whatever you... Hello?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
It's a good time to mention that members of the Don and Mike show travel on Amtrak.
Yeah.
For reservations, call 1-888-USA-RAIL.
Just ordinary guys with nothing to lose. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
If you ride Amtrak, you might find a phone.
And Mike, yeah, I never found my phone, Rob.
That's bad.
Never found it, but we do have that insurance.
Okay. Oh, you bought that policy?
Yeah, but you know what a ripoff this is?
What? How?
We have Sprint, and I love Sprint. They're an advertiser on the show.
I switched to Sprint
because, frankly, for my money, and I do pay for it,
yes,
the coverage is better.
Yeah.
So I lose my phone on the train coming up here, and I call my honey, and I say, I lost it, and she said, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the all-knowing Frida signed up for insurance.
Oh, good.
And what that means is I'm going to be sent from Sprint,
yes,
a used telephone.
Like a reconditioned phone, yes, is what they'll say, yes, but it's been on somebody's sweaty face.
Yeah, yeah. It's got all the spooge and all the earwax,
oh,
and all of the droolings deeply embedded,
sure,
inside the phone. Now, my thought is really these phones, they're the to make them, it's like a CD.
Yeah.
Really, it costs about 5 cents
pennies
to make a cellular phone. And they put out outrageous price tags on them.
Yes, they do.
You see with a lot of these phones, and I'm not talking about the ones that, where you get pictures and stuff, but just for a nice standard flip phone.
We have the same model. It was like $110, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, except you can always go in and they say, and with this rebate of $50 and this rebate of $25, you're actually only paying $19 for this phone.
Sure.
And you know, even when you're paying $19 for the phone, they're still making $18.
There's still a rape going on.
So my bitch is that we buy the insurance,
mm-hmm,
I lose the phone,
sure,
and I don't get a new phone. I get a phone that probably some other schmuck lost.
That's
not
right.
What it ended up like, you know, like it says on hotel room keys, drop in any mailbox.
Uh-huh. It's your phone. They have people from Sprint scouring the Amtrak station. They'll find your phone and mail it back to you.
Yeah, that's what the insurance is for.
It could be your own earwax.
I am phoneless, and when I finally get my phone back,
uh-huh, right? Will you get the same phone number?
I hope so.
God, yeah, I hope so, too.
I think you will.
I don't know how that's going to work. All I know is that it'll be somebody else's phone, though.
Yeah. Don't like that.
I mean, that's oogie. And Rob, no offense, and I'm sure you feel the same way when you borrowed my phone.
Yeah.
Even now that I've been phoneless the last couple of days, when I say to Rob, can I use your phone,
mm-hmm,
I always give the gratuitous wipe on my shirt.
Sure.
You hold it away a little bit?
I'll hold it right up to my mouth.
Mostly the earpiece, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I do that too. I mean, if you borrow someone else's phone, nothing worse than getting a phone from someone that's like hot. You get a nice, hot, wet phone.
The radiation from those phones will kill any germs, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, there's good news.
All right, so listen, it's Friday, and we review movies that we haven't seen.
How do you do it?
And Buzz is a gift from God.
You have the sight.
Yeah. It's a GFG.
Yeah.
And Mike's going to be real sad he's not here.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because there's a Robin Williams movie.
Oh.
And he's not going to be here to hear my take.
Well, you'll no doubt give it a fair shake, won't you?
Yeah, and I think you'd be surprised,
really,
by the shake I give the movie. As a matter of fact, here's what I'm looking at. There's really four movies this weekend,
okay,
but I don't think anybody's going to go see Igby Goes Down.
Limited release.
I don't think so. He's got Amanda Pete naked. Mr. Skin told us that.
Right.
So your three biggies this weekend are Stealing Harvard with Tom Green, Barbershop with Ice Cube and Cedric the Entertainer, and also Eve's in that, and 1 Hour Photo with Robin Williams.
Mm. Right.
I think I'll do Stealing Harvard, and Rob, then I will let you,
yes,
review the all-black ensemble Barbershop.
Oh, hey, dear, that's terrific.
And then I'll follow it up with 1 Hour Photo.
Okay.
So that's how we'll go, and Joe, if you'll put 60 seconds on the clock, please. Oh, we're going.
There you go.
Stealing Harvard by Don. Okay. Tom Green was funny for about 5 minutes when he was on MTV. Road Trip, although it is technically a Tom Green movie, is a funny movie in spite of the fact that Tom Green is in it. I think, ladies and gentlemen, that the expiration date on Tom Green ran out right about, oh, let me think, that's right, Freddy Got Fingered.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to see this movie, you know what you're the finger? You're also taking that same finger. You bent. Even Drew Barrymore dropped this guy.
Ouch.
And look at her. Look at what a pig she is. What a cow she is.
Oh. Hey, hey.
All right, I'm out of time, but obviously, I find nothing redeeming about Stealing Harvard,
huh,
starring Tom Green. And that's why.
Yes.
I got no problem with what's that, the other guy's name? The guy that was in Dogma. Oh, Jason Lee.
Ah.
I like
him
a lot.
He's funny, yeah.
Yeah, but I hate Tom Green.
Yeah.
Rob, I'll tell you now.
Yes?
That I'm looking in the paper.
Yes?
And I see Barbershop is an all-black cast.
Yes.
Starring Ice Cube, Cedric the Entertainer, and Eve. It says, Barbershop, take a seat and wait your turn to see stereotypes get buzzed. Are you ready?
Ready. 60 seconds on the clock.
And go, Robbie.
Barbershop by Rob Spiewak. Hello, dear friends. This movie has me conflicted, and let me tell you why.
Please do.
Because I am not a fan of race comedies. Because I don't like to see stereotypes reinforced. They are evil.
Oh, God.
And they are bad.
Oh, God.
And they are they're unraveling the fabric of this country, Don. And I love a barbershop. That's where I'm conflicted, because I go to the barbershop every 2 weeks to get my hair flattened. And I don't know. I see this movie, Ice Cube. I'm not a personal fan, but I'm told by certain individuals he's quite talented. And Cedric, well, the very name says he's entertaining, so where can you go wrong? And he has a show coming up on Fox, so, I mean, I'm sure he's good. I've not heard of this Eve. It's not Eve Arden, is it?
No, it's the singer Eve.
Oh, is she good?
I think she's good.
Well, then it's probably funny, but if you want to laugh through the tears that have been brought on by, brought on by stereotypes, go see Barbershop. Thank you.
A recommendation.
Yes. Was it?
Thumbs up.
Yes.
Or was it?
Yes, or was it?
Or was
exactly
it?
Exactly.
Right. Which leads us to
our grand finale.
1 hour photo. Now, you should know before I review 1 hour photo that I have had an ongoing debate with Mike for 18 years about who is funnier, Robin Williams or Steve Martin.
Right.
I mentioned to Mike during our 9/11 show that I'm willing to concede now that Robin Williams is funnier simply because Steve Martin just is not funny anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Every time I see Steve Martin, he has his head so far up his own ass.
Right.
I'm amazed that his nose is not coming out of his tonsils. I mean, he is so full of himself being an actor, when really, he's a wild and a crazy guy.
Right. Way into himself.
But conversely, Robin Williams is still very big into the whole, you know, I'm crazy, I'm out of control, mm-hmm, I gotta have 25 bottles of water next to me on stage because I'm so nutty. But he has made a movie,
yes,
and I am going to review it now.
Okay.
Roll it, Joe. 1 hour photo by Don. Yes. See it.
Really?
Learn it. Love it. Live it. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Robin Williams, and I've been a big Robin Williams basher, he has a conscience. Well, Robin Williams, at some point, had to look at himself in the mirror and say, I was Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
I was Patch Adams.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, Robin Williams has to say, I was Bicentennial Man. Now he can... And I'm going to mention the movie Toy Story.
Okay.
Now he can say, I was a bad guy in Insomnia with Al Pacino. And in this movie, he plays a creepy, scary guy who stalks people, and he develops their film in a one-hour photo.
Mm.
And I say, yes.
Wow. Cool.
I say, yes. I say, next time, he was also in that bad Shakes the Clown.
Yes.
Death to Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie. next time, Robin Williams, if I am managing your career in any fashion, and I feel I am now, go one step further. Next time, I want you to kill on screen.
Wow.
And I mean, I don't want you to kill. I give a great killing performance. I mean, I want you to kill somebody else.
Turn in like a Norman Bates thing.
And you know what? Who knows? He might kill in this one. He yeah. might kill in, might. In 1 hour photo. I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I've not seen it.
Right.
But I'm able to put away my petty dislike of him to say, yeah, of all the movies, that's the one I'd go see this weekend.
How would you rank all three of them?
I'd say 1 hour photo is my first choice. Barbershop is my second choice.
Me too.
Healing Harvard. You know, to me, that's like if you're in some kind of a death camp. That's
oh, that bad.
The show, yeah. Healing Harvard.
I agree.
Okay. that's how we do it. Buzz, we never ask your opinion on these matters.
That's true.
And we won't this week either.
Good for you. I wouldn't tell you anyway.
You're dying to tell us. You're dying too.
He wants to talk on and on about that Igby movie.
That's right. That's the one I'm going to see.
Igby goes down. Anything going down.
Igby. Amanda Peet.
Going down.
Amanda.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Hold on, Buzz.
Yes.
An outgoing call. Dial out on the Pennsylvania line.
Is this phone hunt?
No.
I thought from it was a last minute edition of phone hunt.
I still want to dial that number.
I tried it today.
Yeah. Hold on.
No answer.
No, I don't. You know,
without my phone, I don't remember anyone's phone number.
Right, they're all programmed.
No need to. Do you have the thing where you can say the name?
Yeah,
that never worked on my phone.
Mike would hate what I have for his.
Oh, no.
Wow. That's a lovely thought.
Yeah.
God, I hope he doesn't find it.
On the train?
Yeah, I'm trying to call him right now. He's the person I'm trying to call. See if he made his train.
Oh,
did
yeah.
he remember his phone?
So he's taking a train to catch a plane?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
And he's taking a car to get to the train.
So wow. Technically, it's planes, trains, and automobiles.
That yeah. is wacky.
I've done that. Makes for a good short day.
Shouldn't his automatic, you've reached...
Yeah, does he have that?
Yeah, he does.
I wouldn't be surprised if his phone's still here.
No, Lisa gave it back to him, I think.
Oh, okay.
And I cleaned up his
he
area
forgets
already.
He it so often.
He does, he does. You know, this morning I tried to find him for breakfast.
Yeah.
And the hotel we're at, they didn't have him registered. I checked like 8 different spellings. Said, I'm sorry, are you sure
right,
it's Mike?
That can't be right.
Hold on.
We'll take down that number.
703.
You got it, Lisa?
Huh?
Okay, hold on, let me see it now.
So I go down and they say there is no one here by that name. And so I go get Lisa for breakfast. I say, well, why don't we call Mike on his cell phone? And she says, no good, I've got it. So Mike was absolutely unreachable this morning. And I missed him over our eggs.
Oh, terribly.
Thank we
you,
all sir. Did.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Ah.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed. Absolutely.
Ah, we're sorry. The phone you are calling has been left in the air studio.
God damn it.
Haven't cell phones made life easier?
Okay.
Now we'll get him.
Here we go.
This will be good.
He would have just gotten on, wasn't it a 610 train?
609.
Oh, so he's practically on his way to Baltimore now.
Pulled out of the station.
I just want to tell him Godspeed.
You're evil.
You're piss him off.
Evil man. He'll like hearing it, though.
Hello, you've reached 703-309.
Okay, all right. It'll be even better on
the
voicemail.
On right now, but if you leave a message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
This week.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording,
he's
in the tunnel.
Godspeed, Frank O'Mara.
Godspeed.
Godspeed.
Godspeed. Godspeed. For God's sakes, turn around. Godspeed.
Godspeed. And good luck.
All right, there he goes. You know, Mike's got on his message, what I hate. It is obvious, and everybody does it. Uh-huh. And I've tried not to do it on my cell phone or on my phone at home. Hi, you've reached 703-555-1212.
Uh-huh.
We're not available right now.
Whoever,
uh-huh. right, am not available right now. Please leave a message at the tone.
Uh-huh.
Well, no S.
Yeah.
I'm getting voicemail because you're not there.
Exactly.
I don't need to be told that.
You know who has the best message?
Who?
Me.
Hold on. Let me dial up loud for you.
This is just, this is over the top.
I love if someone calls, like, with business relating to the show, mm-hmm. and they sound like their head is shaking when they leave the message.
It is.
Rob's is the best. Funniest. It's very fast.
It is. And efficient.
Short message.
You approve, don't you? I know you don't like mics, but mine's
okay. I love yours. I wanted to steal yours.
Wouldn't work with you, though, unless you had something different in it. Here it comes. I'm wondering why my...
Oh, my God.
Take down this number, too.
Hold on. I get all of them.
Yeah. Hold on. Write it down again, Rob.
I'm double-checking. Again, I never call myself. I want to make sure I have it right. This is stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, right. One, five. Oh. I downed the wrong area code.
Oh, okay.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Why do you have that crazy...
They ran out of 703s in Virginia. I didn't want that area code.
Why?
But it makes it... You got to dial an area code anyway.
Here's Rob's phone.
Calling Rob's BY.
I'm getting a call. It must be from you. I'm not going to answer it, though.
Good.
Otherwise, it would prolong this. Here we go now.
And then we've been so long now, the payoff's not going to be worth it.
I know.
But no, I think you'll like it.
Yeah. Very humble.
It is. Celebration. Here it goes.
You have reached the Sprint PCS voicemail box of...
Rob Spiewak!
To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone.
The celebration of me.
F you. F you, F-ball. And Lisa, yes, you're right. You're right. Like Helen Keller doesn't know that I have in my phone Mike's name programmed as Hank. Okay? Everybody listening probably knew that.
Well, they do now.
I'm sure Mike knows it.
So there you go.
He does now.
Yeah, he does now. Buzz.
Yes.
Your lead story today.
Today, People Magazine declares open season on Chelsea Clinton.
Really?
Chelsea Clinton.
Yes.
All right, stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike show.
I don't want to say, and Joe, go right to the green cart now. Just Godspeed.
This is the Don and Mike show. How's your taint? The Don and Mike show.
Just thinking about
what?
We walked on the Knit Witness news set today.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it? Lovely tour.
It's always fun.
I wonder if when they did the weather tonight.
They would have to clear the telestrator before they go live to air, wouldn't they?
I wrote Eat Me.
Oh, dear.
On the Channel 3 Weather Center telestrator thing.
In good-looking block letter, too. I mean, really, it wasn't like a suggestion. It was a command.
and it had an exclamation point after it.
Eat Me.
Eat Me. Here's Buzz with news. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike, wherever Mike is. The next issue of People Magazine...
Godspeed.
The next issue of People Magazine hits the newsstands Monday with a picture of an aroused Chelsea Clinton.
How can you tell?
she's got wood.
Oh, okay. Silly me.
The former first daughter is pictured with her boyfriend in what's described as an aroused state.
What do you mean? She has nipplage?
Apparently, yes. They use the E word to describe her.
Erect?
Yes. I didn't know if we could say that or not.
You could say...
she was standing erect.
Mm-hmm. Straight. You could say as you drive by the Washington Monument, wow, that's quite an erection.
The photo. The photo was.
And of course, if any of our Japanese listeners,
November 2nd.
Yes, it's Erection Day.
Yes, it is. The photo was taken at the U.S. Open with Chelsea showing, as the magazine calls it, bedroom pleasures, whatever that means.
Oh, that must mean she has dairy pillows.
People.
She must have some nice cans.
People has a new editor who was trying to heat up the magazine, whatever that means. Three people in two cars were detained today along a South Florida highway on suspicion of plotting a terrorist attack.
Oh, Christ, was this on CNN
all
morning? And there
could not escape it.
There was no story. There was nothing happening. They said the little robot out there, it looked like one of those Radio Shack dog
Robbie
things.
The robot.
Yeah. They said the guy's out in the hazmat uniform.
It still hasn't been resolved. Police shut down the Interstate I-75 as they used dogs and a robot, as you said, to search for explosives. The cars were stopped after a woman at Shoney's in Calhoun, Georgia, reported hearing three Middle Eastern men making alarming comments.
Here's her statement. I sure do like me Shoney's.
Have you ever been to Calhoun?
Well, one of the cars then blew through a toll booth, and the bomb-sniffing dogs got a set of possible explosives. The waitress says she heard the men use the phrase, bringing it down.
Well, Buzz,
yes?
This would be a good time to mention that America is always on guard.
Yes,
right?
We are.
And we did not have a chance during our 9/11 show to play what, in my opinion, is the most moving of all of the songs.
Yeah. Oh, good. Let's do that now, if we can.
Cher, when she sang the Star Spangled Banner, I don't remember which sporting event it was at.
Yeah. Super Bowl, two
Super
years
Bowl,
ago,
I believe. You might remember when she did the end and the home of the brave, it was the brave. The brave. The brave.
Never has the national anthem been reduced to a cabaret-styled song so eloquently.
We now bring it to you. Every time Cher sings, the terrorists win.
I'm not even sure they win.
Thank you very much.
Americans are living longer and on a more level playing field, according to a new government report.
Good news.
It is for this country.
If Cher beats the average, she'll live to be 77. The report says life expectancy is at an all-time high in this country, and that the gaps between men and women and black and white are narrowing. It says AIDS, murder, cancer, and heart disease are all claiming fewer lives than they used to.
Eat my bung.
Well, everyone except Warren Zevon, who did Werewolves of London, he won't be with us much longer. He says he's dying of lung cancer. The 55-year-old will spend his remaining weeks with his kids and in the studio recording new songs. Quoting him, I'm okay with it, but it'll be a drag if I don't make it till the next James Bond movie comes out.
A drag.
It'll be a drag, man.
So to speak.
That's a drag.
It'll be a drag, man.
Lawmakers in Washington are about to vote on a plan that would ban congressmen from having sex with their interns. The proposal would not prevent them with having sex with interns for fellow lawmakers.
Well. That certainly makes sense.
It does.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. You can't have sex with your own intern.
That's right.
But down the hall, help yourself.
That's right.
They can trade them. Like baseball cards.
Drop them.
Trade them with your friends.
Sure.
Quoting a Washington State Democrat, the problem started with Monica Lewinsky, but it was reinvigorated by the Chandra Levy situation. Odds makers say Ralphie.
You know what they should vote on banning?
What?
The Wayne Brady Show.
Oh, yeah,
Lord.
Oh, I saw that.
I caught a couple of minutes of the Wayne Brady Show tonight.
What
Jesus
are they trying
Christ.
To even do with that? I mean, at one point you thought it was a joke and it was just a statement?
You know a show's in trouble when their opening guest is Bob Saget.
Yeah. And he introduced him as the multi-talented, electrifying Bob Saget.
That's how we remember
it. Not a lot of that came through in the interview.
Oddsmakers say Ralphie will be the first to be bumped off in this season's Sopranos. Uncle Junior's right behind, as far as the oddsmakers are concerned,
now,
followed by...
Ralphie is Joe Pants?
That's
Joey
right.
Pants.
That's right.
Ralphie Cifarelli.
There's not a chance that he gets killed.
Oddsmakers say he's number one in line.
Who are those morons?
Uncle Junior is right behind. He's in second place, followed by Furio Junta. Polly Walnut's odds are fairly low, despite the widespread belief that he's the most likely to pass away.
Do we know for sure that someone dies in the opening?
No.
No, they're just predicting on the season.
And they're, yeah, they're talking about the season, not just the opening episode.
Oh. You know who they should kill is that fat guy with Uncle Junior. Bobby Bacala.
Oh, no, Bobby, I like Bobby.
I do,
I like
too,
him a lot.
He'd be good. Big target.
And Tony Soprano, of course, has the best odds of surviving.
We have Joey Pants coming on the show.
Cool.
Lisa told me about two... You know, we never have celebrities on the show.
Almost never.
She told me about two bookings, and I ran the spectrum.
Yeah.
She said, okay, first...
Uh-huh.
You want somebody for The Sopranos? How about Joey Pants?
Great.
I said to Joey Pantalone, whatever that guy's name is, he's a great actor.
Pantaleano. Pantaleano.
He's fantastic on The Sopranos. He's the guy who taught us how to say whore.
Yeah.
It's not whore, it's hua.
Hua.
And I said, who else? And she said, oh, Richard Simmons wants back.
Yeah.
Really?
And I went, well.
What are the odds on Richard Simmons getting killed this season?
Pretty good, I think. 15,000 people had the right numbers in the New York lottery Wednesday night. As you may have heard, the number 911 came up on 911 as 911. Lottery officials say it was the usual random drawing and that same combination last appeared 3 years ago. It's only been a year since a lottery number that reflected a date appeared on that actual date. The odds for that happening are 1 in 1,000. At least one of the 15,000 winners feels badly and says he'll give his winnings to charity.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, now to honor America. Share.
You know, I'm sorry your lottery number didn't come up.
Which is?
666.
Hey, look in the mirror, my friend.
Yeah. It's working in more than 24 states.
Hey, if I got it, you got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now
it may work for the rest of us. The FCC is considering a nationwide do not call list to allow you to keep telemarketers from calling your house.
I'd like one just for everybody.
Keep everyone from calling your house.
Like, trying to call my house. I'd like you to get the message, no matter who it is.
But you already have that.
Do not call.
Telemarketers, of course, are fighting this, so the rest of us might want to make our feelings known. City officials in Santa Cruz, California, say they are giving away marijuana next week. They're doing this to protest the federal bust of a center that provided medical marijuana, mostly for people who are terminally ill.
Welcome to Stories That Interest Buzz.
That's legal in California, so say the voters, the lawmakers, and the courts, but the federal laws against marijuana still stand and are still being enforced even in California, despite that state's new laws.
Could someone at WJFK make sure we still have a board up?
He may be on the bus. Next week's pot giveaway is not an official city event, but will apparently be conducted by members of the city council.
Give it away, pot. Be the 100th caller.
Gotta go, man.
Hey, this is Joe Ardinger. How are you?
Quoting a DEA spokesman.
I'm here for the free pot. Dude.
Win it before you can buy it.
This is a great country.
I'm sorry, who?
I'm Joe Ardinger for America. And now here's Cher. Hey, don't bogart that joint.
A DEA spokesman says we are appalled elected officials would flaunt a federal law that way. Past and present workers at Disneyland say they've been made sick by unclean conditions at the theme park eatery known as Goofy's Kitchen.
Disneyland.
They say...
F you, white trash.
They say the cafeteria-style restaurant is plagued by rats, rat feces, and toxic mold.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Four employees filed workers' compensation claims over this. Disney denies the charges. Quoting the employees, it's gross. This summer they found one of the biggest rats I've seen. It always smells funny in the kitchen, end
Garsh.
Quote.
Garsh.
That is great. Oh, Buzz, were you saving up all the good news stories for, you know, Mike's going to miss this.
Yeah.
Mike's on a train somewhere right now. Buzz really has a hot newscast going today.
Was the rat wearing white gloves? That's
yes.
What I want to know.
He was.
All right, time out.
All
we
right.
will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
You know that they won't let the kids down. Don and Mike.
I already read this once. I'm being forced to read it again.
It's a good thought, though.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel on Amtrak. Call 1-888-USA-RAIL to make a reservation. Look for my phone. Listen, Mike's off to Vegas.
Yes.
Courtesy of HBO for the Oscar De La Hoya fight.
Yeah.
Right.
I will be at a bar mitzvah heady tomorrow night.
And a tux.
Wearing a red tux.
Provided.
Yeah, that I have to pick up tomorrow.
Everybody looks good in a tux.
On my hand in a giant 2-foot ice sculpture.
Gonna look good.
I'll have the full report for you on that.
Good.
And Michael has the report on his weekend in Las Vegas.
All right.
Next week on the show, Wednesday, we'll be live in Philadelphia. We will be at Legends doing a contest. What would you do to win Stones tickets?
You know, I think they have a Rolling Stones tribute band that's playing at that event.
Oh, groovy.
Yeah, it's going to be rocking.
Stones are going to be at the vet on September 18th. And it's my birthday.
Hey, that's right.
It's my your birthday. Right.
We've had a lot of great parties out here at the Ponderosa Don.
So we'll be in Philly doing the What Would You Do for Stones tickets. We got an S load of tickets to give away
right.
on Wednesday. And then Friday, back in Washington, 1 week from today.
Okay.
If you listen to the show on WJFK, we want to say thank you as we march down Main Street, just like we did last night
mm-hmm.
in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
7 o'clock, end of the show. We'll take the first 106 people to show up at WJFK, and we will march you right down the street to one of those joints that changes names every 3 months.
Yeah, I know the one you mean.
And we'll eat and meet and greet and do it what we do.
It's a lot of fun.
Transients are welcome.
Yes.
As always.
Bring Tupperware.
Bring your homeless. Bring me your homeless.
Feeding America.
Bring me your homeless. Bring me your tired.
That's
bring
right.
me Cher. The Brave.
That's right.
The Brave.
Wow.
That's pretty.
Robin, I really wanted to go with that on 9/11. We do it with the awful taste.
Yeah.
Badly received to bring America. Sherilyn, LaPierre, Bono. Whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. In sports, Alonzo Mourning's kidney condition has deteriorated, and it'll probably prevent him from playing this season. The Miami Heat says Mourning is out indefinitely.
We'll see.
Allen Iverson.
Hey, I got a kidney condition.
You're played through kidney pain.
And I'm here.
You're playing
there you
hurt.
Are.
I'm here.
There
I'm queer. I got a kidney condition.
That's right.
And I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, but I've got a kidney condition.
Sure.
But I'm here.
That's right.
I'm doing the work.
Yes,
I'm
you are.
Baby stepping.
Be honest. You have 6 kidneys.
I wish. God damn, I wish. I got one
uh-huh.
that's working about as well as Mike's heart is.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, really, it's struggling
is
right
it
now.
Is it working as well as Tim's heart?
Strugglicious.
I had no idea. Allen Iverson is finally and officially off the hook. The Philadelphia District Attorney says she's dropping the terroristic threat charges against the Sixers star.
Buzz, good things happen to good people.
That's right.
He is off the hook.
The charges were filed after Iverson went to his cousin's apartment, allegedly threatening two men with a gun. He was looking for his wife after a domestic dispute. But now witnesses in the case are unwilling to testify. Quoting the DA, I don't think the taxpayers want to spend that kind of money on this kind of case.
I didn't see nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Finally, Bridgeport, Connecticut man has a date in court after ruining the appetites at a waterfront restaurant. 43-year-old Dale Hallquist allegedly came ashore completely nude and then defecated on the rocks in clear view of the families eating dinner inside.
On the rocks?
Yes, on the rocks along the shore.
I'll have that on the rocks, please. I'll have a nice BM Bloody Mary.
Oh, you have that up?
No, on the rocks.
Right away.
The harbor master says that when he confronted the man started yelling, returned to his boat, and wrapped himself in saran wrap, or as he described it, his survival suit.
And how did Cousin Ed make it back to WYSC?
Well, the man was taken to a hospital for examination.
Yes, examine this.
Yeah, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike show.
All right, thank you, Buzz. We got a train to catch ourselves.
Sure.
We got to get out of here.
You're bar mitzvah bound.
Have a great, great weekend. Please don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Mike.
Godspeed, cruel. Godspeed, Mike.
We'll be back Monday with the all new episode. We will see you then. Good day to you, sir.
Mazel tov and good day to you, sir.
And can you?
Oh, will you? Before we go, I gotta hit the rock pile.
All right. Toodaloo.
Ass.
Will we meet again?
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.